You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Maggie Gallagher, president of the National Organization for Marriage, a group that is working around the country to preserve the traditional definition of marriage against the efforts of those to legalize same-sex marriage. We want to talk to her about the enactment of same-sex marriage in New Hampshire this week, as well as the efforts to do so in places like New York and New Jersey. And Maggie, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, it's a great pleasure. Thank you.
New England has clearly been the focal point of the pro-gay marriage movement. They've succeeded now in Connecticut. They've succeeded, obviously, in Massachusetts and more recently in Vermont, Maine, and now New Hampshire. There was a little bit of a hiccup on some of the language that the governor wanted inserted into the bill as he basically reversed his position on this issue. What do you make of New Hampshire becoming the sixth state to legalize gay marriage?
Well, it's very sad, and I think it's very puzzling to the people of New Hampshire, because I'll guarantee you, I mean, we know, we were involved, we ran television and radio ads, and we also reached out and contacted voters directly, and thousands of them flooded Governor Lynch's office to urge him, you know, to live up to his promise to oppose same-sex marriage. He ran for office more than once, and he told the voters that's his position, and now he's caving in to what is really powerful national Democratic Party pressure. The good news is, I mean, one small advance, it's not small, it's not enough, but in order to push this through the legislature, they had to accept some real religious liberty protection as opposed to the faith religious liberty protection that the Human Rights Campaign was trying to get away with. New Hampshire is not a state where, in the middle of an economic collapse and a budget hole of gargantuan proportions, spending 4 months pushing a gay marriage bill through the legislature, this is not what politicians were elected to do in New Hampshire.
Maggie, you mentioned a moment ago that a lot of the pressure on New Hampshire and some of the other states that have legalized gay marriage in recent months has come from national Democratic leaders. Can you get more specific on that? Who's pushing the buttons?
Well, this is what we're hearing and what has been reported in the press in New Hampshire, and I have not heard the names attached, but the National Democratic Party went so far as to threaten to toy with the idea that they would take away the first in the nation status of the Democratic primary. We know that they ignored their own Senate rules in order to push this through again. It's very odd, because you know, and everyone knows that this is not a high political priority, even among people who are not opposed to it. And so why are they doing it this time? And I think there's two answers. One is that this is one of the legislatures where Tim Gill, the gay billionaire who's devoted his $100 billion fortune to passing gay marriage and to killing off pro-family and pro-life state legislators in the process, this is one of the legislatures he helped flip from the red column to the blue column, from Republican to Democrat, to try. So they're grateful to their, you know, well-funded base, which is pushing this really hard. The only other reason I can think of doing this now, why this push is happening now, is that the next step is to go to Congress and ask them to overturn the Federal Defense of Marriage Act and give Obama and congressional Democrats cover for dismantling the bipartisan support for the federal definition of marriage. This is kind of a coordinated national strategy. The end game is to get the Supreme Court to impose gay marriage in all 50 states, whether we like it or not.
Maggie, let me follow up on a couple of points. Number one, do you believe there's enough support in the Congress to defeat a potential filibuster on the Defense of Marriage Act? Do you believe that there's enough support to actually overturn that right now?
Well, I think there's an awful lot of Democrats who were elected as conservative Democrats in areas that are not very friendly. Let me put it this way. It was a really hard fight to get it through New England legislatures, unexpectedly. And I think that there's going to be a heck of a fight if they do this. In order to win, they have to promote the untruth, not only the untruth that same-sex unions are marriages, which, in my view, they just aren't. You know, the government can pass a law saying a zebra is a horse, but doesn't make it true, even though they're kind of similar in a lot of ways. But also the untruth that people don't care about this issue, that Republican opposition is caving, that it's safe to do this, there won't be any voter reaction. I think that that's what we're finding fighting, you know, deep in blue territory in the Northeast, is that really isn't true. That they're, when we reach out and we call voters and we ask them if they're for or against gay marriage and will they call their legislator, we just get thousands of people responding that they don't want government redefining marriage. You know, government didn't create marriage. It just has no business getting involved in this way.
Two quick questions before we let you go. Maggie, number one, we know that gay marriage was approved by the legislature and signed into law in Maine, but they do have a policy there of a public referendum on that. I believe it's sometime later this summer. What's the latest there?
Yeah, you know, Maine is one of the few states in the Northeast where you can gather signatures and put the issue to the voters. And we are working with a local coalition on the ground, and I'm sure this is going to be on the ballot in November. So we're looking forward to repealing Maine, and we're also looking forward to some people are going to have to lose their seats, but I think that's going to happen in New Hampshire. We don't think the battle in New Hampshire or Iowa is over by any means.
And finally, New York, it's passed the state assembly, but the state Senate appears to be holding up same-sex legislation. How confident are you that it will, in fact, be rejected by the Senate?
Well, they don't have the votes. We know they don't have the votes because Malcolm Smith has promised that he won't bring up the legislation. He's the state Senate majority leader. He's a Democrat, black Democrat from Queens. And he made a promise that he would only bring up the measure if he had the votes. And so far, they're not bringing it up for a vote. We don't think they have it. We're working very hard in New York. They're calling voters in 25 swing Senate districts. And again, I'm looking forward to taking what we've learned about how to fight for marriage out of these swing districts and blue states, you know, even though it's remarkably effective. And I'm just looking forward to when we work in Pennsylvania or North Carolina or Indiana or the other states that don't have marriage amendments or in the federal level. You know what? A lot of people just they're not on board with this gay marriage thing, and they don't want their politicians doing this.
Maggie, we're basically out of time. What's your website?
Nationformarriage.org. Nationformarriage.org.
Excellent. Maggie, thank you so much for your time today.
Take care. Thanks.
Maggie Gallagher is president of the National Organization for Marriage. This is Dateline Washington.